America, America, God shed your grace on thee. This is the prayer we fervently pray, now on bended knee. We are killing the innocent in their sleep, and with them our liberty. For as we have done to the least of these, we did it unto thee. When this our nation first was formed, for thy protective providence we prayed. Our prayers were answered, and this blessed land was dedicated to your higher plan of sanctity of life and the inherent rights of man. Yet from your laws did we depart and shut the preborn from our heart. While on and on we pray that you will protect us from our foes and save us from that fateful day when you will judge with judgment true what each of us did say. For as we have done unto the least of these, we shall account that day. Armies are massing on yonder soil that would take our liberty. Where have our young soldiers gone since 1973? Killed in their sleep, the little ones, 20 million strong, leaving us without them to fight the battle ere long. Our prophet Lincoln said of old, as the Civil War wore on, "Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet, if it continue, until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid with another drawn with the sword, then as was said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." But what could avenge the little ones, 40 million strong, but the weapons of mass destruction in the terrorist hands that threaten to destroy our land? And now we see our Father, as in the times of old, you punished your people, whom you loved, by allowing their enemies bold to overrun their camps, scale the walls of their cities fine, and scatter their tribes over the face of the earth for departing in sin from your vine. So, where does our salvation lie, as we're soon to be caught in the strife? Repent. Repent, the little ones that we cruelly took their life. Fall to the ground and pray. Ask for forgiveness of our sins and turn from our wicked way. For then will you hear from heaven and truly heal our land. America, America, God shed your grace on thee. This is the prayer we fervently pray now on bended knee.